This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. You may remember the 1994 blockbuster movie Forrest Gump. Forrest was known for saying things that were really wise without knowing it. I mean, he would say things and later it would come to us. That's a great quote. For instance, in one part of the movie, he mutters, "Mama always said that I had a destiny and that I wasn't just floating around kind of accidental-like on a breeze." Now, that's worth thinking about. You're on this earth for a reason. You've got a purpose. You're going somewhere. You aren't just floating around kind of accidental-like on a breeze. In Matthew 6:33, Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." And when we do that, all those other things, including our career paths, will be added to us. We do have a purpose. We're not just floating around accidental-like on a breeze. We are here to promote the kingdom of God, God's kingdom. Now, it's one thing to talk about that, but how do you get into that sort of life? Well, you go back to the answer that Jesus gave a scribe in another place where he came and asked Jesus, what was the most important of the commandments? Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, with all your mind, with all your strength." And then he goes on to say, "Love your neighbor as yourself." So put those together, Matthew 6:33, and then what Jesus said about loving the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So we seek the kingdom. That's upmost. We seek his righteousness. The other things are added to us. And as we do that, we are loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We're loving our neighbor as ourselves. So we look at that, and it gives us a pattern to follow. God is first. And then we use our gifts, our talents, to love God, but also to serve others. So the question becomes, how can we best extend that kingdom? How can we fulfill that? And what we do to extend the kingdom can change our lives and others. You might be a carpenter, but then you can be a salesman at some other point in your life, and then maybe a financial consultant. You're seeking the kingdom and his righteousness. That doesn't change, but seeking the kingdom, living in such a way to extend it, that doesn't change, but how you do that may, over the course of time, be channeled into different avenues. So we can look into our life and ask, what can I do to keep moving forward for God's kingdom at this particular point in my life as I continue to evolve? Well, if we don't think about it, we tend to forget about it. And if we do that, we grow stagnant. So Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God." Your mental and spiritual are related. You're one person. Your family second to God because they are the closest to you. That's your closest neighbor. And then the other things fall into place, your physical life, your social life, your work, your vocation, your financial life, those other things. So we ask, how can I move the kingdom forward with my life? How can I love God better? And you go into those different areas of your life. How can I love the Lord better? How can I love my family better? How can I love my neighbor better? And as we become sharper instruments in those areas, we are moving the kingdom. We're better witnesses for the kingdom. So you can do this. You get closer to God, and then you bring it down to each day. So find one thing in each of those areas that you can make an improvement on. For instance, can I listen to my wife better? What does she need for me to help her grow in God's kingdom? Maybe a Bible study, but probably not. I mean, a Bible study from me, but probably not. Maybe to listen better when she's troubled, yes. Or to listen to her when she's telling me a story about her day that's important to her, yes. What about my children and grandchildren or the people I know, the flock where I serve? So I ask myself, how can I better love these people? And I get specific. And so you do that. You narrow it down. Our mind responds to specifics better than to generalities. So instead of saying, "Lord, I believe you want my relationship with you to be better and then leave it at that. You go a step further and you ask, well, how? How might I make my relationship with the Lord my God better so that I, as I know him better, I'm more equipped to move the kingdom forward? Our relationship with God is not a matter of just sitting there with a stopwatch and saying, I put in my time. I mean, think if you did that with your loved one, your spouse, that wouldn't go over so well. I've spent, 7 minutes listening to you, I'm done. No. It's the same with your family, and it's the same with God. So the spiritual is not the only area where you can think about this. There's the physical. There's, for example, what do I need to do to be healthier? What is one thing I can do to move forward in that direction and eat better or exercise more or more efficiently? So be specific. It's not easy, but great accomplishments aren't easy either. So we think of these areas of our life, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. How can I grow closer to God in these areas so that I'm a part of his kingdom and moving the kingdom forward? And if I try to do too much, I falter. If I can just do one thing, if I can make one improvement and then rest on that improvement and accomplish that and then move to the next one before I try to do six different things all at once. I think of that musical Godspell years ago. There are those words in the song, day by day, O dear Lord, three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. I think it's a day-by-day thing. Life isn't made all at once, but day by day. I believe you can have a great life, not all at once, but day by day. Try that, day by day. Pick one thing in different areas of your life, the spiritual, the mental, the physical, relationships with others, just one thing, and make an improvement there. Try that. And then come back here next week, and in the meantime, well, you go out and you be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun.